This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Chris Graham is the founder and editor of the Augusta Free Press. He joins me on the program online at augustafreepress.com. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Coy.
Absolutely. Had a good Easter?
Yes, indeed. And we can't. How could you not with this weather? We've kind of earned it with all that snow we had all winter. Even though I caught myself complaining about how hot it was, I think it was on Saturday when I was taking a walk to the park, and I had promised I would not do that based on how cold this winter had been. So I've already broken that promise, and it's only April.
I don't think any of us have the right to complain about this summer weather. Let it get hot and enjoy it. And just remember, you know, the 5, 6, 10 feet of snow we had this winter. So, Chris, we got a lot we want to talk about. What's the latest, this breaking news about the PGI plant in the Valley? What's going on?
Last week, it was announced by the governor's office and by the city that the PGI, Polymer Group Incorporated, which is based in Mooresville, North Carolina, would be expanding its Waynesboro operations, a $65 million plant expansion that would add a new non-wovens line to its mix, about 40 employees, 41 employees is the actual number they're quoting. So a $65 million expansion, but a low number of employees relative to that that dollar amount. And the news is what the city and the state did to lure them here. When I was able to get through all the documents related to this, what I was able to add up was about $4.6 million in incentives from both the state and from the locality to attract these jobs here. And, you know, so it's an interesting look at what it can cost to bring jobs in. We're looking at about $110,000 per job, which some people who remember the talk about the Obama Democrat stimulus at the federal level from last year, there were similar dollar figures out per job that were discussed there that some people didn't like. Well, we have a Republican governor and a Republican city councilor in Waynesboro that spent the same amount of money to bring jobs here to Waynesboro.
So remind us again what this plant is, this manufacturing plant in Waynesboro, and where exactly, where is this?
Polymer Group Incorporated, PGI, as we call them, they produce non-woven fabrics that go into other products. They don't actually make the products themselves. They don't make the child and adult diapers and the surgical mask and those kind of things that their products go into, but they make the fabrics that go into those that are used by the finishers to then produce their finished products and put them on the market. So they're a business-to-business kind of industry that's there. They're located in the Waynesboro Industrial Park, which is out there on that west end of town where everything else seems to be happening, all the retail growth that the folks over in Crozet and Charlottesville who shop at the Walmart and the Lowe's and the Home Depot and Target would know about. Well, the Waynesboro Industrial Park is tucked in there sort of behind the Waynesboro Town Center where the Target is, just a little bit down Shenandoah Village Drive is located the current PGI plant, and also Intellos has several corporate buildings out there as well.
I was going to say, that's the factory you can see from 64, right? Looking south on 64, when you're in Waynesboro, if you look south when you're on the interstate, you see that factory over there near the big Intellos building.
That's correct. That's correct. That is exactly the building that we're talking about here. And it's located here in the mid-1990s and currently employs about 190 people. They'll be adding 41 jobs. The jobs will be above the prevailing wage here in Waynesboro. The average wage in Waynesboro for an hourly worker, according to the Virginia Employment Commission, is about $14.58 per hour, and these jobs are $18 an hour jobs on average. So so this will add to that base. But, yeah, that's exactly where that location is. And that industrial park has been sitting sort of quietly. The last activity out there really was when Intellos expanded and added another, I think it was a customer call center, was in the late 1990s. The city has about 60 or 70 acres out there, and more than half of it was still vacant. And so this is the first activity of any kind, really, for about 10 years out there.
So this is big news. We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. There's actually a manufacturing facility in Virginia, and it's in our community, just over the mountain in Waynesboro. It's expanding. They're going to have more jobs.
Yeah, and the big news, too, is for Virginia that not only is this particular facility expanding, but we out-competed Mooresville, North Carolina, their corporate headquarters, for this particular expansion, and that's pretty significant, too. City council leaders that I talked with last week as we were developing our story on this said that they felt like when PGI first made contact with the city mid to late last year about their plans to expand their operations somewhere in the United States, that it was really more of a cursory call. Hey, we have a plant there. We feel like we need to contact you to let you know that. So the city had to really compete for this, and that potentially tells us why $4.6 million for 41 jobs. In this economy right now, we probably are overpaying, and that's the analysis that we gave on our website at AugustaFreePress.com. We ultimately say that we think we probably overpaid for these jobs, but in this economy, it's jobs are at a premium, so especially high-wage jobs in a technology field.
We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. Now, there's also some more jobs coming to Waynesboro at a new movie theater, and I was driving by there the other day, and the dirt is turning, is it not?
The dirt is actually turning. You know, the winter weather we talked about a little earlier when we were getting acquainted again held back things on the digital theaters out there. Brett Hayes, the owner and developer of this project out on Ludewitt Boulevard near the Lowe's, had been pushed back several weeks. Basically, he couldn't pour his footers, and he couldn't do anything just to get the basic foundation of the building together. But now things are moving. The dirt's turning, and you can definitely see that. And Brett says that things are on schedule. Well, I'll check back with him here in a little bit. I mean, with the weather we're having now and it seems uninterrupted at this point, it would seem that that he can probably get some things moving pretty quickly. But his schedule called for an opening on Labor Day weekend this year. So the fact that he's gotten several weeks delay in getting started would mean a pretty heightened push to get that get that work done behind the scenes. But I think Brett insists that that's going to be the case, and there's actually some movement as well on the second, if you want to call it, movie theater project in Waynesboro. The Waynesboro Place, sort of on the other side of Ludewitt Boulevard, technically Windy Grove Drive, but it's about half mile to a mile as a crow flies from that location. There will be a public hearing next week on that overall development, and the developer there, Bill Halsrad, at least he's a lead developer, insists that things are moving forward for the phase two of that particular development to include a movie theater complex.
And that would be in the field next to the Home Depot, right on the highway.
That's correct. Another place you can see from Interstate 64 on the north side of the highway there, across sort of from the Intellos and the PGI building we were just talking about. Yeah, that field is pretty much the last undeveloped field in that west end area. It's a significant acreage. I think it's 40 to 50 acres there that lays undeveloped. Out beyond the Home Depot, there's also a hotel out there and the Outback Steakhouse is there. And so this area is being proposed for a mix of commercial and residential. Basically, the residential would be townhouses and apartments, and then the commercial would include room for a couple of big box stores, potentially, and then also this movie theater complex that would serve sort of as the draw for the commercial part of this project.
Any word about what the big box stores would be?
At this point, no. I know that this project has because it's going through a rezoning process, has been a little more controversial. Brett Hayes' property on the other side of the Rosser Avenue area was already zoned for the kind of development that he was doing, so he didn't need any approval from a rezoning perspective. He just needed the site plan approval, much easier process to go through as far as the development phase for that. This land is still it's zoned for different levels of residential and commercial and industrial than what is being proposed, so it needs to go through a more political process.
And
the city is actually raising issues with traffic congestion there at the main intersection of Rosser Avenue, Ludewitt Boulevard, Windy Grove Drive, and then Interstate 64, which feeds into all that. And the developer and the city have been going back and forth for about a year on not only what needs to be done precisely, but who should bear what portion of the cost. The public hearing next week will probably lead us to some more answers on that. I know that there's a new staff report coming out on that this week. I've been talking with the city planning office and also with the developer.
They're going to have to find another way to get cars in and out of there beside that one intersection. We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. You're getting our Valley Update. New movie theaters coming to a Waynesboro near you. This big field right next to the Home Depot, right on Interstate 64, they're talking about putting businesses, homes, big box stores in there, and this big new movie theater, and they're all going to funnel it through that one road that runs by South River and the Outback Steakhouse. It goes to that little intersection there?
Basically, that's what they have to do. Now, there is something there. There's a residential subdivision that connects back behind, that could connect back behind the property that the city is pushing the developer to open some access that way, too. So that would at least take some of that a lot of that residential traffic that will come from that direction from having to go out through Windy Grove Drive. And also some things, it seems like some proffers are being made that would reduce the estimated vehicle trips that would be impacting that Windy Grove, Rosser-Luda-Witt corridor. The original estimate was that at full build-out, you're talking about 13,000 additional vehicle trips per day going through that intersection. Now they're talking about 8,000 vehicle trips per day. Still some wrangling over how to deal with that. From even 8,000 vehicle trips per day is obviously a pretty significant increase for an intersection that VDOT currently rates as a D intersection, basically on a scale of A to F. And VDOT sort of looks at C as sort of the ideal, even though, of course, we'd all think A would be, an A student would be the best student. They don't want to shoot for A student level with capacity issues because that can be really overcapacity. They shoot for a C, but that intersection right now is currently a D. So
I hate that intersection. In fact, I hate the intersections in Waynesboro because the red lights are so long, and I don't know why. But you know what I'm talking about.
There between really when you're starting to come in from downtown Waynesboro, going towards the Walmart and going towards that area, really all the way through until you get out of town. I mean, you're talking. It feels like there's an intersection every 15 feet. You know,
yeah,
it feels that
yeah.
way because you hit so many of them. And,
they're
like,
not timed well. You could go through one and then just go right up to the red light of another.
Yeah, and partially that's what the developer is raising issue with here. It seems that you know most of this development, and in fact, 95%, if not more, of this development in the town has really come since 2003 when Walmart and then a couple other big boxes started locating out in that area. It seems like at least one argument can be made that what the city's trying to do here is now correct several years of neglect in terms of planning or lack of planning with this one project. And so that's a sticking point, too, it seems, between the city and the developer in this situation.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, it doesn't take much to figure. If you go through there between 7:30 and 9 o'clock in the morning, or if you go through between 4 and 6 in the evening, it's an atrocious intersection. Not quite Northern Virginia, but for our area, it's a pretty congested intersection.
Yeah.
You know, could be conducive to cutting down on the amount of business that can be done out there, because that's our business corridor right now.
Yeah, it is indeed. And a lot of good things have happened there. I remember standing out in a field with Linda Rowland back in the 90s, the owner of South River and American Grill over there, and she said, one day this is going to be all stores, and this is going to be... And I said, Linda, this is Waynesboro. Come on. How's that going to happen here? She said, no, I can see it. This is really going to happen. And she was right. It truly is. And you got a Kohl's. We just broke ground this week on Charlottesville's Kohl's, which is going to be up near our Target. Waynesboro, of course, has had a Kohl's and a Target down there for a long time already at the Waynesboro exit there. So I guess that's still a really busy place. I mean, lots of folks from the western part of Albemarle, that's where they shop.
Oh, yeah, I make that point a lot when I talk with people. You go through the parking lot there, the Target, the Kohl's, and all those other great stores that are in there, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Hibbett Sports, and the bookstore, the Books A Million bookstore. And if you go to the parking lot and pay attention, if you start counting, you're going to find a lot of proud parents of Western Albemarle Warriors and the elementary and middle schools there in Crozet. And you're going to find as many of those, if not more, on some days than you'll find proud parents of kids over here in Augusta County and Waynesboro. That's definitely become an attraction. The ease of getting over the interstate is just 12 miles over from the exit from Crozet.
It's highway the whole way. It's highway the whole way versus taking highway into Charlottesville and then sitting on Route 29 through all those traffic lights. Much faster to just jump over the mountain and go shopping over there.
Yeah, even with our congestion there at the interstate intersection there, it's still nothing compared to all that conjecture and congestion that you face when you get off of 118B and start making your way in off the bypass. So, yeah. And we've benefited from that. I mean, we've benefited greatly from that over the years. Waynesboro, from a tax perspective and a retail sales perspective.
Yeah, it's smart development.
We're getting a mass infusion of cash from
smart.
Albemarle County.
Yeah, it's very, very smart development there to put all that right at that exit. And you got a new Golden Corral, too.
New Golden Corral. It just opened, I guess, formally today. Last night they had a sort of a VIP dinner where they let you come in and let the staff test out what it can do. And so Golden Corral out there, and there's still more coming. Obviously, this Waynesboro Place project, if it goes through with the rezoning next week, we're talking about two or three more big boxes. I can't imagine what they'd be because it seems like Waynesboro pretty much has everything that you can ask for with a Kohl's and a Target and a Walmart and the Lowe's and the Home Depot. But there still seems to be some potential for growth there at that intersection and at that location. And of course, it's because of Waynesboro Stewart Strap, but also Crozet and Western Albemarle. All those markets feeding into that one well-placed location there at the south end of Waynesboro.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press, online at augustafreepress.com. Chris, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.